without a visit to the gift shop. And so we were in there, and my parents said I could get a souvenir. And I looked, and I saw this little packet that had different colors of, they looked like little capsules. You know, like you take your medicine in it. So red, and green, and yellow. And then on the top it said, grow your own dinosaur. Just place it in the water, and it will grow 3 to 5 times in size. Boy, I get excited. Dad, can you get this? He said, yes, yes. Don't worry. You know, so we got it, and I was told to get all the way home. Just ready. We got back to where we were staying. Filled the bowl with hot water. You could feel the steam coming off of it a little bit. Great anticipation. I dropped them into that water one at a time. Pop, pop. And I watched as first the capsule dissolved, and then these dinosaurs emerged, which were these little sponge toys. And as they filled with the water, boy, they sure got a lot bigger. At one point, I wondered if it was possible to squish them back down into the capsules and do it all again, but they weren't quite designed that way. But I share this today because as human beings, we can be, in some ways, a lot like these dinosaur toys. Now, because we are meant to be filled up with something. We are meant to be filled up with something that is of ourselves and outside of ourselves. You are meant to be filled with God's grace and filled with the Holy Spirit. And when that Holy Spirit fills you up, you're just meant, you're who you are always meant to be. Which is somebody so full of God's goodness that you can make a positive impact on people in your life. Friends, families, loved ones, all of that comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because as we see also, particularly in our scripture lesson today, but when you're empty, when you're dry, when you don't have that grace filled up, there's not as much that you can do. When we look at our Old Testament lesson today, we see a story that, as John pointed out in the prior notes, that we have a story about sibling rivalry. That's what we said, right? Talk about sibling rivalry. He and his wife were unable to have their own children. all these feelings of jealousy and resentment from the past are coming back up. And she said, cast out that woman, because her son is not going to share in the inheritance of my son Isaac. Here Abraham was, good. On one hand, he's thinking to himself, happy wife, happy life. On the other hand, he's saying, this is my son. I love him. What can I do? And God spoke to him again, saying, this wasn't quite what I had in mind. But Ishmael is your servant, is your son, and I am going to take care of him. He said, don't worry, I will take care of him. So Abraham gave Hagar the bread, skin of water, and sent her off. And this underscores a story that we hear today. She went out into the wilderness, to the desert, it was hot, and the water ran out. She didn't have that very thing she needed to be alive. And it must have gotten pretty bad, because Ishmael, being 12 years old, you know, she just put him under a bush. I'm saying to myself, what 12-year-old would stay under a bush if he put him there? So he must have been in pretty bad shape, pretty thirsty at this point. And she went off several hundred yards away, saying, don't let me look at this child, because I can't stand to see him die. And then she sat there crying. God appeared to her as well, saying, don't worry, Hagar. This son is also Abraham's son, and I will build him into a great nation. And then God opened up her eyes, and she looked, and she saw a well, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. There was a well right in your eye. She didn't see it. It's only God appearing to her that allowed her to do the very basic thing of seeing and to notice that well. It's God being present to her that she could finally do the very thing she needed to do to help her son Ishmael. So once that skin, the water skin, once that was full, then she could go to her son. Then she could go back to where he was under the bush. Then she could give him the drink that he needed in order to survive. So you notice a similar theme here. You notice the theme that when she was filled up with what she needed, Hagar was filled with the presence of God, or she could see, when she even just on a physical level had the water, filled with water, then she could help her loved one. Then she could be helpful. And this is so important for us today as we celebrate St. Francis' 60th anniversary, as we're in this very strange time in the church, looking at how we're moving forward. We are moving forward. That as we move forward, it is so important for all of us to be full. We build the grace of God in all of the things that God has for us. Just when you are filled with God's grace, but then it just spills over and you can help somebody else. Like Hagar having that skin full of water. She's got it. Would you like something? Yes. When her skin was empty, she couldn't do a thing. meant to be something so much more. Not hiding under a bush, fading to die, but a full water skin. Something that can help the people around us and rebuild ourselves. 60 years ago, this church was started. It first started out the streets in a bowling alley. But the point to start this church was to have a place where people could come, gather, be filled with God's grace, and share this with one another. Build fellowship, build community, and to be whole. I feel very privileged to be here during this time, and as we share this celebration with you. But I feel so privileged and so grateful